Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This was a pretty big day for the ECHDC, approving two designs for pretty significant developments down at the waterfront. Talk about it a little bit and talk about your feelings about how this will even generate more people and revenue down there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing with this carousel. You know, the governor had this vision a few years ago to bring a carousel to the Buffalo waterfront, and it took some time to work with the group and the city and all of our partners to pull it off, but it is a fantastic, you know, wooden frame structure. It's going to be enclosed with glass. This thing's going to be lit up on the inside, so it just glows at night, and it'll be down at that southern end of the Central Wharf, so we'll have both the carousel building and the long shed as these wonderful cultural bookends to the Central Wharf and that beautiful lawn that's going to be out there forever. And then when you flip up to the South Odd Block and Heritage Point and what Sinatra and Company want to bring to the neighborhood, I mean, I just think it's an amazing next step to have a mix of development, restaurants, retail. We're going to have some office space in there, and then about 66 units of residential. I mean, it's just going to be a significant amount of new people living downtown and being a part of the Canalside neighborhood. So we're very excited about both.
Mr. Gioia made the point that it's been a point by the corporation to make sure that Canalside area is family friendly, but for things to do for people of all ages, not necessarily. You kind of get where I'm going with that. Exploring more, and now the carousel, but also opening it up for mixed use and residential, which obviously would be more, you know, adult purposes. Talk about the goal of making the whole area kind of a one-stop family-friendly area.
Well, again, we start with the notion that it's a neighborhood, and it has been a plan since 2004 when this community wanted to see the waterfront restored around its history, around the Erie Canal and the story of Buffalo. But even back then, they envisioned the development parcels bringing in this mixed use. So there was always going to be a neighborhood. And when Canalside expanded from that original 6 or so acres up to now what is 20 acres, you know, we've maintained that same vision. So again, we're going to push really hard to get the private side and to be invested in this area, build the neighborhood, rebuild our waterfront, but at the same time, keep it focused on what is really unique about the place and about Western New York, and that's heritage, that's our history, that's family-friendly and health and wellness, all the things that we've been doing, we'll continue to do down in that public space.
On the carousel specifically, talk about that process of getting it there, and obviously you talked about how this is what the governor kind of wanted, but talk about why you feel this will be such a big attraction for that area, because there are people who, I don't want to say critical, but you know, they're saying, oh, there's already an Explore and More, how many kid attractions do we need? Talk about that a little bit, and why you guys think this is such an important part of that area.
Yeah. Well, I think that the carousel, again, is a piece of Western New York's story. You know, this carousel was designed and manufactured here in Tonawanda. There's a long history related to the carousel industry here. And so bringing one of those unique assets right to the waterfront, I think just complements everything that we do. So yes, there's a children's museum, but there's also a naval park. There's the long shed. These are going to be things that families can all do you know, from the young and from the old, and each thing comes with a different price point too. If you just want to take a carousel ride for a dollar, or you want to spend a little bit more and spend a few more hours in the Children's Museum, it's just another option, I think, for everyone as they come to Canalside for something to do. And like I said, but it's still helping us to tell our story, and I think that's really important.
All right, and then last thing, this these two developments will kind of, you know, you still have the North Odd Block to develop, but there's not too much land left on that section of waterfront. Talk about how important it is to really capitalize on these developments and the land, using the land properly.
Yeah, and that's a big part of why we're doing the North Odd Block the way we are. You know, for ECHDC, it is our remaining 2 acres of Canalside. We want to make sure that it's planned around the history, but also around the weather and the elements, and ultimately what is going to be a viable, feasible private development, you know, project. We're not there to build those buildings. We're there to make sure that they can be built and that the area can be successful. So we're going to continue to move with our property. You know, we're going to see Heritage Point go, hopefully begin later this year or early next at the latest. You know, we're working with the Bendersons on property that they own, so that project can get moving, and then North Odd Block for us will be the last piece. And then what remains is really the grass space that is city property down between sort of Marine Drive and Main Street there, and we think that over time that too will be developed by the city.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.